Cooper and Una on iRadio.
This is iRadio in the Morning with Cooper and Una. We love our I Love Irish artists, and I'm absolutely mad about these guys because Midsummer is one of my favourite tracks. Can I have a favourite?
You can.
And I'm absolutely loving it. Volleyball, welcome to the show. Christian and Daigie, how are you?
Hello.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Your backstory is pretty amazing. So for anybody who doesn't know, without us boring everybody, you got to tell us, how did you guys meet?
We met a few years ago, just kind of through friends, and kind of instantly got on really well and realized that we had very similar interests. We're both photographers and we're both mad about music, and we very similar tastes in a lot of things. And we kind of always knew that we wanted to do something together. And we tried a couple of things a few years ago, and then Daigie got the opportunity to move to New York, and then I got the opportunity to go on tour as well somewhere else. So we kind of went apart, and then the pandemic kind of brought us back together and gave us a chance to work on something again together, and that took the form of Volleyball. So,
because you guys are both photographers, and you guys would go touring with famous musicians and A-list celebrities, is that right?
Something like that.
It's pretty cool, pretty amazing.
It is cool.
And tell us the name Volleyball. What is the crack behind that, lads?
So how it started was kind of, we've always looked at different people who were kind of multidisciplinary artists or business people, the likes of Kanye, Rihanna, that kind of thing. And then over lockdown, the Michael Jordan documentary came out, which everyone was hooked on. And we were watching that, and midway through his career, at the height of it, he switched over and just started playing baseball and started killing it at that too. So we kind of just started joking about like how he could have just went and played volleyball and would have killed it then too. So volleyball just started kind of just representing this thing to us, that it was like the other thing you could just reach out to and go, let's give it a go. We've got the skills, so let's give it a go. So that's kind of how it started.
That's cool. That's a nice kind of way to get into that as well. Like that documentary about Michael Jordan is absolutely fascinating, and how he can just literally put his hand to anything. And then we were all obsessed with Jordan clothes as well growing up. I still have my eye on a pair of Air Jordans that I just still can't find in my size, but I'll eventually get them. And
Christian's a big Air Jordan man.
Is he?
He is.
But it sounds like you've got a much bigger feet than I am.
He likes, he drops this down.
Jesus Christ.
They're a US 14, UK 13.
You're a unit, absolute unit.
Yeah, I'm 4 foot three. It looks really weird. I look like a clown walking down the street. People come over and squeeze me nose. But like as well with fashion, you guys are designing jewellery as well, which I love. I remember when I saw the volleyball emblem that you have, I'm like, oh cool, it's a gab ball, it must be a number 5. Love that. they look very similar, it's the same type of stitch, but is it the volleyball jewellery, or is there other designs that you do?
Yeah, listen, if people think it's a gab ball and it means that they'll get involved and buy them, we're happy. It can be a hockey puck if you want it to be, but yeah, we wanted volleyball from the beginning to be more than just music. We wanted it to kind of be a whole brand and build a whole world around it. And I think the pandemic was a time where people had time to kind of try things they wouldn't have had time to try otherwise. We were like, let's try this. So we wanted to do like clothing, and then the opportunity to do jewelry came up. We were working on designs. We had the logo, and we were experimenting with kind of creating volleyballs out of like all different materials that you would never usually see volleyballs in. Like we were designing this like cement volleyball, and then I came up with this design for like a gold volleyball, and then I was speaking with a friend of mine who was visiting Ireland at the time, who's a jewelry designer, Katie Mullally, who's based in the UK, and she does these absolutely beautiful designs of necklaces and rings and bracelets made of like old Irish coins. And
oh, lovely.
I was obsessed with them and wearing her jewelry already, and we were showing her designs, just catching up about what we were up to, and she saw the gold and said, let's do a line of them. So we've spent the last while designing a full collection of jewellery with her, and the volleyball gold pendant is, and it's going to be out in gold and silver, but the icon is going to be the first piece coming out soon. So,
nice.
That's kind of how that came about.
While the rest of us were at home making banana bread, you guys are like visionaries making beautiful tunes, and out there making beautiful jewellery as well. You're putting us all to shame, seriously.
Oh, there was plenty of banana bread and crying as well on air.
Now, lads, we could be here name dropping all day if we were to mention all the A-listers that ye have worked with and photographed. But what I want to know is, who was your favourite to work with? Who was the best to photograph, and who was the soundest as well?
I had the opportunity just before COVID to start working with Rihanna, which was absolutely incredible. She's somebody I've loved since early doors, and always wanted to work with her, and finally got the opportunity, and she was just a dream to work with.
I did not expect Rihanna to be dropped there at all. I was expecting, you know, I liked working with the lads from Picture This or Gavin James.
That's right.
I
was going to keep it local and say Picture This.
So you went straight in for the Rihanna. Good on you.
And she's really nice, is she?
Yeah, I thought she was absolutely incredible. Yeah, she was a dream.
Yeah, I was surprised she didn't name her child after you, in fairness, now, because she loves you so much.
Listen. You're telling me, pal.
Kira, what's it like now being in front of the camera? Like, it's kind of flipped.
It's horrible.
Really?
Absolutely atrocious, yeah.
No, I think we've done a couple of things. We did, like, a launch video for the volleyball thing where we worked with two directors from Dublin. And I remember it kind of during the shoot, we were both...
We didn't. We worked with a director from Berlin and a director from Belfast.
That's totally true.
that schooled you.
Based out of Dublin.
You've changed. You've gone too rock and roll, man. You don't even know who you're working with.
He drops Rihanna once. And says, but I remember we were both sitting on the shoot, and there was like a team of people working on it. And we were both kind of sitting there like fidgety, trying to like figure out like what we could do, because it was just weird for us not to be the ones documenting stuff.
Right.
It was like this team of people doing it for us. So I think it's weird, but I think it's definitely given us like a different perspective on the thing. Like, as photographers, you end up working with everyone on an artist team, where it's from management to labels to publicists to stylists, everything. So you kind of get this rounded view on what really makes an artist work. So kind of in that way, you know, as uncomfortable as being in front of the camera is now, we do kind of have that perspective of what everyone's role is to help build an artist.
Yeah, I think as well, like, when you're a photographer and you have to like direct an artist in a certain way, or say like, do this pose, it's going to feel silly, but I promise on camera it's going to look amazing. We kind of understand how that works. So when our friends who are photographers are directing us now, we kind of can trust them a little bit, because we know what's going on the other side as well.
Is there
any chance that you can teach Una to do a smize? Have you ever done a smize, Una?
I don't know what a smize
is. Oh, you're
is.
Asking the wrong people.
Oh, you don't,
I always see it on TikTok, and it's something about raising your eyebrows and smiling, and then stop smiling.
Yeah. Can you do that?
I'll just move my bangs a second. Hold on a second. So you have to raise your eyebrows.
I think, you smile with your eyebrows up, and then...
She's frozen. Of all the times for the camera to freeze.
Did it freeze, really?
You're literally oh no, you're back now again. Look. that eyebrow.
Yeah. I've never heard of this.
I love that Daigie was like, I just happened upon this on TikTok, as if he didn't search my over and over again.
I always look like a serial killer when I try to do it.
Is this a new trend, the smize thing? I really need to get on board with this.
No, I think it's going to be
Once I see this interview, it will be.
Yeah.
That is smize. Lads, what are the plans so for the rest of the year? Can we expect new music, gigs, new beautiful jewellery?
Yeah, we're just working on a bunch of new music. we're always writing, always working, always trying to get within with other artists and stuff. Jewelry, that's going to launch very, very soon. And then whatever else we can figure out and convince people that we're good enough to do, we'll try our hand at.
You don't need much convincing here, lads.
We've got some big gigs and festivals as well that we're going to be announcing very soon on our Instagram. So keep an eye out. Yeah, it's just can't announce them just yet. But
cool. Well, listen, Christian Dighy, Volleyball, we love the tune Midsummer. Absolutely mad about it. Thanks for being I Love Irish Artist here on iRadio.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Cheers, guys.
Thanks so much, lads.
That was fun. Enjoy that. Best of luck with everything. iRadio
in the morning. With Now. Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies, and sport on Now. Back tomorrow from 7 a.m. on iRadio.